Who are ye that is born of God? He said. Say not, I was once baptized, therefore I am now a child of God. And many of the people in his congregations of England of his day, with their Catholic and Anglican sacramental backgrounds, if you said, are you born again? They would say, yes, I'm born again, because I was baptized. And that's how I know. And there is a movement in the Methodist Church today, reflected in the new hymn book, to go back to that sacramental view of baptism, that something miraculous happens when a child is baptized, that the Holy Spirit washes away the original sin of that child, sets them free, and gives them new birth. But that's not our Methodist tradition. That's not the tradition that was built upon the experience of John Wesley. He says, don't think that just because you're baptized, you're born again. Don't think that just because you're a member of the church, you've been born again. There's more to it. There's the actual invasion of your life and my heart, your heart, to transform us into children of God. That's what saves us, not the water. That's an outward and visible symbol of an inward and spiritual grace. It's the inward and spiritual grace that saves us. Somebody said, should you be baptized by immersion or by pouring or by sprinkling? Somebody else said, it doesn't matter. It's symbolic. It's like taking an old corroded ink bottle, and if you pour water on it or you sprinkle water on it or you immerse it, it's still an old corroded ink bottle unless you take the top off and you wash it thoroughly inside. That's what the Holy Spirit does in the new birth. It's an inner working of the Spirit in our souls. That's what being born again is all about. John Wesley said, we baptize babies. I've got a book here by Max Stokes, and it's helped me to understand our position on baptizing babies. I'm so glad we had an object lesson this morning with Jonathan Edwards. He said, why do we baptize babies? Because we believe infants are chosen by God to belong in His kingdom. Jesus would not have them left out. For you see, baptism is an initiation into the church. Into the church. When we baptize someone today, it's an initiation into the fellowship of the church. And children belong there, Jesus said. Infant baptism is not a mere christening or naming of a child. We join the overwhelming majority of Christians, Max Stokes says, throughout the world in baptizing infants and little children. Some baptize infants because they believe baptism cleanses them of original sin, but we Methodists do not practice infant baptism for that reason. Rather, there's at least five main reasons we baptize babies. First, we baptize babies because we affirm together that by birth, God has set His mark and seal upon every newborn child and claimed him or her for Himself. So it's God's will that we too claim these infants for our Lord by incorporating them into the body of Christ. Secondly, we baptize infants because the Holy Spirit moves upon our hearts to join with others in the community of faith in putting our arms around the infants and claiming them for Christ. Christ died for them. He died for Jonathan Edward Sweat as much as for anyone. And the Holy Spirit moves the people in the church to claim infants in His name. Third, we baptize infants because the Holy Spirit moves the whole community of faith to share with the parents the claims of Christ upon each new life. Fourth, we baptize infants because the Holy Spirit calls upon the membership of the entire church to share in the Christian nurture of each new life. The infants, too, are part of the fellowship in Christ. And the Holy Spirit moves the people of Christ to act in anticipation of the time when each new person, when Jonathan Edwards Sweat comes to a place in his life that he surrenders to Christ and receives him as his personal Savior and confirms the vows that we've made in his behalf this day, we rejoice with him. Fifth, we baptize infants because the Holy Spirit uses this act to summon all of us, the community of faith, to unite in intercessory prayer for each infant claimed for God's great salvation in Jesus Christ. We praise God for the action of infant baptism when we celebrate that this child is a child of God incorporated into the life of our church in anticipation of the day that he will profess his faith and confirm his vows and become a true disciple and a full member of the church and not a preparatory member. But do not think that just because you've been baptized, you've been born again. I ask you today to search your hearts. Don't say, I once was baptized, therefore now I'm a child of God. But has the Holy Spirit worked in your heart? Do you have any of the marks of the new birth? Do you have faith? Do you have victory over sin in your life? Do you have peace? Do you have assurance and hope? Do you have love? Let us pray. God, we come to you so deeply aware that we can't make anybody born again, that words do not do it, that water does not do it, but that only thy Spirit can save us and give us new life in Christ. Father, I believe that today there's somebody here, maybe many, who've been trusting their baptism to save them, have been trusting their good works to save them, but have none of the fruits of the Spirit, none of the fruits of the mark of baptism. They have no assurance. They have no peace. They have very little love. And I pray that your Spirit would do its work today in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.